Jackie and Jeff Timms have placed a Trust for Nature covenant over a large portion of their property at Yarragon South. On a tour of the property, Jackie points out the areas of land affected by the covenant.
Well, the covenant begins just behind us. We're in the gully with tree ferns and other wet gully species, and even including some rainforest species. And the trees are now 150 feet tall.
So why are these mountain ash trees important?
Well, mountain ash forests in Tasmania have been recorded as the highest carbon sinks in the world, higher even than the tropical rainforests. It's just the majesty of mountain ash trees. They grow so tall. The tallest tree ever was cut down close to here, and it was 367 feet tall.
Trust for Nature now has more than 950 conservation covenants, protecting nearly 40,000 hectares of land across Victoria. Gemma Phelan is the project officer for Trust for Nature in Gippsland.
It doesn't alter any of the ownership of the property, so the ownership remains with the landholder, but this additional restriction on title means that bushland is protected, and if the land is later sold to a new property owner, then because it's on title, that restriction stays with the property. So, yeah, in perpetuity, the bushland is protected.
Gemma says the covenant on the Timms property has helped to protect a number of threatened species.
Jackie and Jeff have one of the few remnant patches of vegetation that's left in this landscape. So any vegetation that's left is important, forms habitat links across the landscape. It's important in its own right. We've got just so little left. This is a depleted ecological vegetation class in this bioregion, which indicates just how threatened it is. And as well, we've got threatened species on this property that don't occur elsewhere. It's got the burrowing crayfish, the Narrakan burrowing crayfish, and also the giant Gippsland earthworm, and some millipedes, which are endemic to the Strzelecki Ranges, not found anywhere else. So, yeah, it's a really special piece of bush.
Trust for Nature are now asking other landholders in the Strzelecki Ranges to consider placing a covenant on their property.
At the moment, we're in particular focusing on the Strzelecki Ranges. So these areas have been identified as important both for protecting the threatened vegetation communities, but also the flow and effects that brings. If you protect remnant vegetation up in the ranges, then this is going to help with water quality in downstream areas. So Trust for Nature at the moment is focusing on the Strzelecki's, what's called the Agnes catchment and the Latrobe catchment areas.
Jackie says the covenant will help protect the trees on her property forever.
There are a number of factors. One, that I felt that just the legislation that we have didn't protect it sufficiently. There were too many loopholes, such as clearing for vermin, putting tracks through so that virtually the whole of the bush can be cleared because you're enabled to clear 30 metres either side of a track. And I've heard of places where the vegetation has been virtually cleared for those reasons. So I wanted something more solid, more able to protect the vegetation that was here, and the only way that anybody can do anything to this bush is by the Minister for the Environment, if there's some reason that he thinks that it should be done, and I hope there never will be.
Do you consider this your land, or how do you look upon this land then?
Oh, I'm only the protector for the period that we actually own it. It should be here for thousands of years.